B-Pod Studios.
This is Checkpoint XP.
Esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Can you imagine paying thousands of dollars for your gamer apparel? Welcome into Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP, we're going to check out Forbes 30 Under 30 for gaming. We've got Nailed It and Failed It coming up today. Plus, 10 times publishers sabotage their own games. And we're even going to talk about the new trailer for Free Guy. Those conversations ahead here today on Checkpoint XP. We start today with Riot Games and Louis Vuitton. Their brand new crossover line has just been released, and I gotta say, this is some high class fashion right here.
Yeah, it really is. And for those who are
highfalutin, if I can,
yes. And as the connoisseur of all things bougie and luxury,
that's right.
On the show, I figured it'd be best if I lead this conversation.
Our resident bougie expert Norris is going to take us through the new Louis Vuitton line.
Now, for those of us not in the know, Louis Vuitton, are they the ones that do the shoes with the red on the bottom?
No. That's Christian Louboutin.
Yes.
Anyway.
They sound a lot Louboutin, Louis Vuitton.
Listen, the whole point is that's why people just call them red bottoms, because they can't pronounce it. But the thing is Louis Vuitton partnered with Riot Games and in League of Legends in particular to make sort of a creative collaboration.
That's right.
Partnership. And we saw that come to fruition in the World Championships for League of Legends.
Yes.
Where they showed off a trophy case for the World Championship Summoner's Cup.
The gorgeous trophy case, by the way.
So pretty.
It's automated. It split into four, and then all the sides come down. There's no way that you could display this properly in a house without its own room.
Yes.
Right? Like, it is one of the most impressive things I've ever seen a very impressive trophy come out of.
Yes. It is absolutely amazing. And on top of that, they also did a custom skin for the champion Qiyana in the game, so you can actually rock Louis Vuitton in the game. So it's pretty fly. And a lot of people thought that there may be something more coming, but there hadn't been any announcements. They just said there would be another character skin in 2020, and that's all we knew. And then, out of nowhere, just in time for the holiday season.
Just in time.
What a coincidence.
What a coinkydink. Louis Vuitton announces an entire League of Legends line. They have over 30 products.
Now, that's
that's
really impressive. And the thing is I've seen this happen, with other apparel companies, right? You know, you'll have like Level Up or Insert Coins clothing, or
Marvel and Team Liquid did the jerseys, but
it's
they
like
had
four jerseys,
three of them, I think. Oh, okay. Maybe they added a fourth, but not a lot.
Exactly. Or like the German company Muster Brand would team up occasionally with different video games and do licensed products from their game or.
But it was just a handful.
Yeah, exactly. There's usually a dozen. 30 items is very... That's a full line.
It is a full collection, and this is the real deal, guys. This has been designed by Nicolas Ghesquier. He's like their top designer. He's worked with Balenciaga. He's worked with a lot of fashion and luxury brands
throughout
the
world. Man, how much longer did your Christmas list just get?
Very long. Very, very long and expensive. And so just to break down some of the stuff that they have in this line, there's shirts, jackets, a tracksuit, boots, sneakers, leggings, skirts. There's a ton of accessories. I mean, you can outfit an entire week's wardrobe with this line.
But
it's
only
pretty
one.
Amazing.
But
just
only
one.
But
just
only one.
A very expensive week, but 1 week. And they released everything. It looks amazing. Let me just put this out there. The stuff looks great.
It does. It really does. It looks fantastic. Now, I got a question, though, for you.
Yes.
Because you're a bigger League of Legends fan than I am.
Yes.
Right? I've seen some of these items, but as a League of Legends fan, can you look at these items and immediately tell this has been something that's inspired by League of Legends?
Only a few. Only a couple items do they have, the character on the shirt or something that, or on, the accessory or whatever. But most of this is for the flex. Most of it, like, I could see, like, Nate Shot wearing a lot of this kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, folks like that, people who own teams.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those kind of guys, they'll be wearing this stuff, and it'll be aspirational for a lot of people. You know, yeah.
But how does that make you feel from a purely aesthetic standpoint, right? If this is the League of Legends Louis Vuitton collection, and I can't immediately visually identify something out of there as coming from League of Legends, what's the difference between that and any other Louis item?
Well, first of all, it's been announced in the partnership, so by buying it, I know, and that's the only person that matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Louis Vuitton partnership with Riot Games here in just a moment. But first, it's time for Checkpoint XP's Close Shave of the Week.
Stay close to the heat.
Close Shave.
Turn up
on Checkpoint XP.
And this week's Close Shave goes to American Tekken Pro Anakin. He was about to be eliminated from the World Tour Finals by Japan's Nobi, but pulled this one out of nowhere.
Down two from Nobi. Between. Anakin's got rage, though. He's got to get up. He's got a rage guard. He's got to do the rage guard here. He's got a rage guard.
Anakin. Radiant's win, boy. Anakin.
Oh, my God.
Staying alive. I don't want to
hit him. Is it enough?
Oh, my God.
Anakin would come back and knock Nobi out of the bracket and finish fourth in the Tekken World Tour. Check out the Checkpoint XP Close Shave of the Week at our website, checkpointxp.com.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
All right, so continuing to talk about the Louis Vuitton Riot crossover line, we talked a lot about how these items look, who might be interested in them.
They're fly, though.
But there is a fundamental question that we have been skirting around, and that is the issue of price.
That's right. So I figure, you know, we have a show that we like to play here on Checkpoint XP.
That's right.
Called Name That Price.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to give you an item. You guys are going to try to guess without going over how much that item costs.
Okay, all right.
All right,
I got
so
this.
Price is right rules, guys. No going over. All right, Norris, what are some of the items that you got
for
us?
All right, so here we go. Number one, I am going to say the LV LOL embroidered t-shirt dress. So it is a t-shirt that is long enough to
be
a dress.
Okay.
So we're going to start with you. We're going to start with you, Nate.
So I'm going to guess $800.
All right. $800.
You are crazy.
$300. Okay. All right. Bear, you're here too, I guess.
And by the way, $300 is even crazy.
I would say that you could get a cheap pack of t-shirts for $15. So for an expensive one, $100.
All right. What was yours, Nate?
$500.
$500. Nate gets it. It costs $2,010.
Oh, wow.
T-shirt dress?
I think my bid was actually $800, but that's okay.
Whatever.
Still, I won.
For a t-shirt dress?
Oh, my God.
All right, so next up, we're going to have the LV, LOL, LV Arc Light sneakers.
Okay, hold on.
All right, $10,000.
Hang on, wait, is Louis Vuitton known for doing shoes?
Yeah, they have shoes.
Oh, okay, they do.
I know recently from the world, according to Jeff Goldblum, sneakers can be expensive,
they
so $10,000.
All right, Robbie's going to say $10,000.
Did you say Arc Light like they light up?
No. They're not LA Gears.
Yes, LA Gear branded League of Legends. I would want that more, by the
that's
way.
That's what I'm saying. $500?
$500.
Shoes are notoriously expensive. I'm going to go with
$1,500. $1,500. Well, I got to give it to Weird Beer because both you and Robbie have gone over.
Oh, wow.
They cost $1,140.
How did he get that right with his poor guess?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Is anything made for people who can afford to play League of Legends? Because all of this seems expensive.
Listen, a small country's worth of people play League of Legends. Yes, there is somebody who can afford this stuff.
One person.
Yeah, yes. It's like Norris had said, it's like the people who own teams.
Yeah.
These are the only people that are going to be
buying
this.
You're going to see Faker rocking these,
that's,
all right?
See, that's who will wear them, and if Faker is rocking it, everybody wants it, man. Here's one of my favorite pieces I'm going to throw out there.
Okay.
All right? We're going to throw
ready
out.
Ready for it to be extra bougie.
Actually, I'm going to switch it to my super favorite.
He has a favorite and a super favorite.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
The LVXLOL long hooded parka. How much does it cost? Weird beer. We're going to start with you.
$3,000.
All right, $3,000. Nate.
That's a really good guess. I was actually thinking $3,000 in my head, so I'm gonna go $3,100.
$3,100.
I'm gonna go $3,101.
$3,101, and he goes to Robbie.
Yes.
The hooded parka costs $4,450.
You are a scumbag, Robbie. You play this game like a scumbag. We have time for one more.
All right, we got time for one more, which is my favorite, not my super favorite.
Great.
The LVXLOL jogging pants.
Oh, I think I'm going to get this for you for Christmas, so I hope it is $25.
All right.
No. Definitely.
Just go.
I'm gonna go. You know what? My first guess: $800.
All right. Based on what the long T-shirt was, I'm gonna go $1,000.
Robbie gets it. $1,610 for the jogging pants.
So if you totaled all of these items up, right? Like everything in the collection,
I wanted to buy all 30 of them.
Yeah. What would that run me?
15 transatlantic flights.
That's ridiculous. Listen, we want to hear from you.
Round trip.
What would you pay for some of this insane Louis Vuitton League of Legends swag? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XP on air. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, we're going to check out Forbes 30 under 30 list for gaming. Plus, we've still got Nailed It and Failed It ahead today, and we're going to break down the latest trailer for Free Guy. Those conversations ahead here today. But ahead next, we'll check in with Robbie over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
The Tekken World Tour is wrapped up, and we've got your results.
Esports news is next here on Checkpoint XP. Esports is the fastest growing area in collegiate athletics, and Checkpoint XP on campus keeps you up to speed on all the exciting action.
From varsity and club esports tournaments to college curriculums focused on gaming, each week, Checkpoint XP on campus brings you more than just stats and scores.
We're digging to school rivalries, scouting, scholarships, and talking with players and coaches.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP on campus, the show for collegiate video gaming and esports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP,
esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
If you want to see the latest piece of Rise of Skywalker before it hits theaters, there's only one place to see it, and that's in Fortnite. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening out in Colorado on ESPN Denver 1600, 104.3 The Fan, as well as Extra Sports 1300 in Colorado Springs. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, The Other Identity, and Low Team Damage. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this holiday season. Make sure you check it out at our website, checkpointxp.com/shop. Fortnite, one of the largest games in the entire world, has brokered probably the coolest in-game activation that I can remember seeing in a long, long time.
And they've had a few of them as well.
On December 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern, if you want to see the latest snippet from Rise of Skywalker, then guess what? You've got to go to the Risky Reels drive-in in Fortnite to be able to see it. Now, that is really crazy.
It also, on the little promotional image, it says, with J.J. Abrams. So in some capacity, J.J. Abrams is going to be there as well.
Did you guys ever think, when you started seeing stories about Second Life and the weird brand activations that would happen inside of that world, that it would end up having such a big impact on video games overall?
I mean, I think it is, and I think you bring up a good point, is that Second Life was like one of the first sort of multiplayer online environments.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a game.
No, 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 because they said, come here and do your TED Talk, which is bizarre.
Yeah, so it was really weird, but I think stuff like what Fortnite has done in the past with their activations owes a lot to something like Second Life.
Absolutely.
But for me, you know, I look at this one in particular as just weird. It's just weird, and it doesn't sound fun to me.
Now, this is not the first time that Fortnite has done an activation like this. They had the first live virtual concert with the DJ Marshmello. He played a live set.
That sounds fun.
They've had the Thanos Gauntlet.
That was fun. I played that.
There were balloons on sewers for it.
They
not
did Stranger
so fun.
Things teleporters.
That's right. Stranger Things and
that
the
was,
Upside Down.
That's cool.
There's a lot of really cool branded content that they've done with Fortnite, but this is, I think, next level, because everyone has got Star Wars fever right now. Everyone is so excited for this last movie to be coming out at the end of December, and so anywhere that you can get an exclusive, anywhere that you can get a scene that hasn't seen the light of day, like, there are organizations crawling all over each other to get that kind of exclusive.
Here's, I think, where the big thing's going to come from, right? Because I don't play Fortnite. I'd love to see this, but I'm not signing up and jumping into Fortnite to do so. If they plan on showing it like on Twitter or YouTube, or if I can find it somewhere afterwards, no big loss to me. But if this only exists in this game or on the screen when you see it, that's masterclass.
I am sure someone is going to be streaming on Twitch, and they're going to capture it. It will be viewable in some form.
The much bigger question, too, is why Fortnite over anything else?
It's the biggest game on planet Earth.
Exactly.
I don't think it's just that. I think the other reason to do it with Fortnite is that Fortnite has a malleable enough game where you can throw people into a specific game type for that, you know, that one instance, like they did with the Marshmello
concert.
It'll
be its own server.
Exactly.
But the thing that I think is that's more important, not only that it's the biggest game in the world, it's the fact that what is Fortnite's demo?
Right.
And we talk about Star Wars, and we talk about how really the core demo has aged a little bit. And I think that it is important for them to make Star Wars kind of go back to its roots, if you will, of we want a bunch of kids to come see our movie because that's what really sells tickets. Yeah, and without having to do it with Ewoks.
Or Jar Jar Binks.
How else do you do it? You do it with Fortnite. That's the hook.
And it's a great hook. You got to give them that. The activation is, again, probably one of the smartest things that I've seen in the world of, you know, video game and traditional media crossovers.
Yeah, forgive me. I'm old. It still doesn't sound that fun.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're currently talking about some movies around video games. And speaking of movies and video games, a new trailer came out for a Ryan Reynolds movie called Free Guy.
Hey, bud, you ever think that there's got to be more?
More than what?
The stuff we do day after day. Being shot at? Run over? Taken hostage?
Everybody down on the ground!
Today's going to be different.
So the trailer for this film looks hilarious. And it stars Ryan Reynolds as basically an NPC in a video game that has realized that he's an NPC. By the way, NPC stands for non-player character. Mm-hmm. So anyone that you would talk to as the player character that's mm-hmm. not another player.
He's a bank teller.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the litany of characters that get beat up, blown up, shot, and thrown across the map when you play GTA.
Right. So the premise here is, what if one of those realized that they were in a video game?
Yeah. So in the trailer, he actually fights back against a player, yes. takes his glasses, and when he puts the glasses on, he has like the HUD
yep.
and all of the information that would be available to a player. And
see, that sounds fun. I want to go see that.
It actually does sound fun. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are a little bit more than a little bit concerned about this film. I know that when I first heard the concept, I was initially a little bit concerned that it was going to be another, you know, Pixels. Yeah,
100%.
Exactly.
And honestly, the only thing that sold me on it originally was that Ryan Reynolds was going to be behind it. Because I think you put him on screen and everyone just immediately falls in love.
That's true.
Because if you were to take him out and, let's say, put Adam Sandler back into this particular movie,
probably
I think
not
we'd all be looking at it and going, nope, not again.
You know,
I mean, I just tend to avoid Adam Sandler movies like the plague. So that's just me.
You know,
but I think you're right. I think yeah. Ryan Reynolds has sort of the golden ticket, the golden smile. He's got the cash guy.
He's got the nerd cred. Well, I think you're right. The casting of Ryan Reynolds does a lot for this movie. But I think just even the premise and the way that they kind of treat video games, you know, like you had said, when he puts on the glasses, suddenly he can see all of the different things that we as players see.
There's one point where you just see a bunch of people dancing in the middle of the destruction, which is ripped right out of Fortnite.
Exactly. And I actually found myself on the other side of this trailer actually getting a little bit excited for this movie.
So are you telling me this might be something you see in theaters and not
absolutely
just waiting to see it
not
on the plane?
Oh, no.
It's a plane movie if I ever heard
right,
one.
So it's not that great of a movie no. then if Nate's not going to wait, you know, wait and see it on a plane.
No, of course not. I'm not going to go see it in a movie theater, but it's because I don't have $50 to just go blow at a movie theater.
Did you also notice in this trailer that everyone's favorite adoptive dad from Stranger Things is in this movie?
Yes.
What?
Steve Harrington in this movie in some capacity.
And that, I'll be honest.
Oh, I gotta go see this.
That also makes me excited. But there's also been a couple of other, you know, pieces of media that have come out since something like Pixels that I think will set the humor tone a lot more. And of course, I'm talking about, you know, the Hulu project, Future Man.
Oh, yep. Detective Pikachu. Mm-hmm.
Detective Pikachu. There's a lot out there that has used video games kind of as a wraparound, and I think that that's what they're going to do here, and I'm actually really excited for it. I think that this is going to be a really fun video game movie, which, by the way, comes out July 3rd. I know July 4th weekend is not usually when blockbusters come out, but I have high hopes for this film anyway. Listen, we want to hear from you. What did you think of the Free Guy trailer? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XP on air. Coming up in the next hour of Checkpoint XP, there are some new games headed to the Switch. Well, they're new old games. We're going to tell you all about it. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the best ripoffs in gaming history and Tetris, which featured on ESPN2. That's the reaction I expected. Stick around. That's ahead in the next hour of Checkpoint XP. But ahead next, we'll check in with Robbie over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
Rocket League's finally removing loot boxes from their game. We'll tell you about it.
Gaming news is next here on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.